staying happy. What a beautiful thing it is to be happy. Imagine being happy and staying happy. An amazing author by the name of Dr. Wayne Dyer has a book called The Power of Intention. And in The Power of Intention, he talks about staying happy and doing things to keep you happy. Happiness is so important. People take happiness for granted, actually. So today we're going to talk about, just for a little bit, staying happy and what I do to stay happy. So I'm going to list 5 things that I do to stay happy. Number 1, I remind myself that the past is the past is the past, and that there is nothing that I can do personally to change the past. I am grateful to have experienced the past, and I take it as a lesson, but I do not sit in the past, because God doesn't work in the past, He works in the present. Number 2, if I do think of things, I think of things that make me happy. Like the smiles of my children. Like having fun conversations with friends, taking walks, being in nature. That makes me happy. So I take those things into my day and I see what I can do to bring myself more happiness. Happiness doesn't have to be someone else making me happy, but what I do to make myself happy. And I'm grateful for that. Number 3, I read. Reading makes me happy because knowledge is power, and that is something that you can never get enough of. Knowledge. So I take my time and I read books and articles and I watch documentaries because those things interest me and make me happy. Number 4, I cook. Cooking makes me happy because I love to feed my family, my friends, sometimes my coworkers. And in doing those things, it keeps me happy because I love to see other people happy. I find joy in bringing others joy. And that is amazing to me. Number 5, but most importantly, God. God makes me happy. When I think about my life and how much favor God has shown me and how far I've come because of that favor, I am grateful that I'm able to serve God and live for God. So God makes me happy. Those are just a few of my top 5 things that make me happy. You should think about that. You should go into your day and think about what makes you happy and how to get happy and stay happy. Don't let anyone rob you of your joy. Because happiness is priceless. Everybody's not happy for different reasons, but you don't have to sit there. You can always change where you are, because the only thing constant in the world is change. But if you sit there, it's because you allow yourself to sit there and you want to sit there. And you can't do that. You robbed yourself of being happy. And that's not fair to you or anyone else around you. Because your energy will spread and it'll make others unhappy. And you never want to make others unhappy because you're unhappy. So any way to get happy, you should do that. It'll be better for you. It'll be better for everyone around you. It's very important that you maintain a state of happiness. Granted, you won't be happy every single day, every single moment. That's why you need to find ways to get happy. You can think about small babies, because babies are so innocent and they are always happy. And I think that's so beautiful about just a child and its innocence. So think about that. Think about what you have in your life that you're grateful for. Because gratitude for just what you have will make you happy. And just being appreciative that you're blessed with what you have. Because there's so many people in the world that don't have anything. So yeah, find a way to get happy. Stay happy, what motivates you. Go work out. Science shows that working out makes people happier. Self-care makes people happier. So that's it. Short little topic, quick conversation. But I think it should be had about happiness. Lots of light and love. Be blessed. Cass.